you guys wouldn't want to hear it. Oh, I've got an intro. Yeah. But so small.
You wake up confused in the back of a van. Your hands are tied behind your back. You open your gorgeous blue eyes, your long wavy brown hair still in a messy bun. The Converse shoes on your feet are untied. You look around the van and you see three men and a woman staring at you and whispering to each other. The woman says to you, "Don't worry, it's not much further. We'll be at the mansion soon." It's now you realize your terrible gambling addicted alcoholic mother has sold you to Bunta Vista. "We have some rules for you," Ben says to you. "Number one, no trying to escape. Number two, you have to do whatever we say. Number three, you don't correct us on anything that we say." You nod. Your long wavy brown hair cascades down your petite body. "Can I at least have my clothes?" you ask. "Give them their clothes," says Theo. You always knew he was a really nice guy. Andrew groans and he throws you your Bunta Vista hoodie. "Put that on and shut up, all right?" Theo turns to you and he looks really nervous. "What is it, Theo?" you ask. "Well, it's just that even though we do live in a mansion, we only have one bedroom in the mansion and it actually only has one big bed. And I'm really embarrassed, but we can't actually give you your own room." Andrew groans again. "Shut up, Theo. I'm sick of you always being the sensitive one in the group." You tell Andrew to leave him alone. The whole group looks at you, shocked that someone so beautiful and so petite could be so strong and so confident. Van comes to a stop. You realize you've arrived at the Bunta Vista mansion. "So what happens now?" you ask nervously. Ben reaches over and grabs your hand. You're surprised at how soft it is and how instantly at ease you feel given the situation. "Let me take you inside," he says. And if you'd like part two of Sold to Bunta Vista, you'll have to sign up on patreon.com/BuntaVista for $5. That's kind of it.
What happens in the mansion?
I desperately want to know what happens in the mansion.
I've got to know what happens next because it feels like there's some personality conflicts there, but I can't help but feel
a little
thrilled.
Scared, but also a little bit thrilled at the same time.
I feel like I've lost all control, but is that so bad?
Is that what I like? Do I like this feeling?
I like that you've made me, the protagonist, relatable. Yes, I'm petite. Yes, my hair is long and beautiful, but it's brown. No, I'm not like a blonde bombshell.
I'm not like a blonde idiot, like a bimbo. Kind of a bit different from other girls.
Like I'm the person that works at a bookshop and writes the little cards that says whether a book is good because I've actually read them.
Yes, I'm the only one who's actually read them.
I read the books. People come in, they say, "Have you read this one?" I go, "I don't know. Why don't you look at the name on the recommendation card? Why don't you tell me?"
I wrote that. I actually wrote that.
And then I take my hair out of its elastic and I shake it out, my beautiful trellises, and you go,
"Yes.
I didn't realize. I thought you were plain."
So excited for the part where Ben takes his glasses off and flips his hair back.
Yeah, in my head right now, I am there as me, and I'm also there as the beautiful, petite, smart hottie who's not afraid to get down with it.
Will Andrew's gruff exterior give way to shocking tenderness? Only you can find out in part
two. How stinky is the bed?
By the way, when you get there, we have all been fighting for months about whose job it is to change the bed.
I think if you had five people in charge of redoing like the bedding, it would take no time at all. Like doing the doona would be
Do you think so?
So fucking
easy. I don't feel like it's that much easier with a second person.
And five people, I don't know how five people are going to change a doona that quickly.
You can each sort of grab a corner.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, sort of.
Then there's a fifth person.
Hey, yep. Do you guys, are you familiar with
they hold the doona and dive in through the hole, Lucy.
Oh, my God. They get in there and they get each corner.
Yes, they pass it
all the way.
Yeah, they pass it to the hand. Wait, that's actually kind of perfect. That's what you need.
Yeah, that's
nice. And they have to be so petite.
Yeah.
So either Theo or the protagonist of the book could do it.
I'm not crawling in there anymore. I use the flick inside out method.
What do you mean anymore?
Well, it used to. I didn't know how
to
do a
doona.
You
used to crawl inside.
Yeah, I used to get all the way
in there.
Inside it. That's
Did you ever fall asleep while you were in there?
No, it's
get in
really
there and
hot.
Go, actually, it's pretty cozy.
It's really hot. No, it's really hot inside a doona cover. You got the doona for starters. Yeah. Add the cover.
Sometimes you get trapped in there for hours. Caitlin comes in. There's just sort of a misshapen wriggling
doona. This was earlier in my life.
Do you guys fuck with the either the doonas or the doona covers that have the little ties at the corner? So you can sort of... Yeah, Maddie looked at me like I was crazy because my bedding has these.
Ooh.
Ties on the corner.
There's like, are they inside or outside?
On the inside. So you just tie the actual doona insert corners at
the
far end.
To hold it in there.
And then you can just shake it out from the other end and bam. It takes like no time at all.
And it's not moving around.
Yeah,
it's not moving around. Queensland thing?
I don't think
I've never seen this in my life.
I mean, there's a lot of doona.
Yeah, a lot of innovation has come from Queensland, but I don't think it's like Queensland.
I've bought multiple doona sets that have had these. I don't. Am I the only person who's bought bedding recently?
I buy bedding.
One of these
I've
came from
seen
Adairs.
This.
It's a bit fancy, I guess.
We've got a
post breakup. I went into Adairs. I needed new bedding, and I was really depressed. And I thought if I spent a lot of money on bedding, it would make me feel better.
Yeah,
did it?
I spent too much on bedding, but it's got the little ties.
Oh. What color was the bedding you bought?
Pure black.
Post breakup. Yeah,
it wasn't black. No, I went for
black silk sheets.
Yeah.
No, I went for just sort of like a nice soft cotton rust for the sheets.
Yeah.
Sort of a rusty orange kind of, and then a nice,
that's nice,
almost camo-esque green. Yeah, sort of like if you got
sort of autumn colors.
Yeah. That's what was cool like 5 years ago.
You advertise that you're ready to nest. You like, hey, out of a breakup, but it is cuffing season.
Yes, I am ready to settle down 2 weeks after a breakup from a 4-and-a-bit-year-long relationship.
Yep, good to go.
And lock me down.
What were you wearing when you got into the bed, would you say?
What's happening here? I'm on the record.
Hair up,
sleep.
Hair down, glasses
you're nude,
on.
You're a nude
glasses
sleeper,
off.
Right?
I'm a nude sleeper, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would be nude with socks.
Come on.
My feet get cold. I've got bad circulation.
I'm the opposite. I cannot sleep with socks on. I'm kicking my
socks
off.
Fully clothed.
No
time.
Socks are off.
But how good's the feeling of...
Three-piece suit, no socks. Loafers still on, though.
I never wear socks to bed, but the feeling of kicking off socks in bed and then being sockless and the texture of the sheets.
And what? And the socks are just under the sheets somewhere?
But
you have to
them.
Recover them?
You'll find
no,
them
you
tomorrow.
Kick them out the
tomorrow
side.
Issue.
Yeah, you need technique for this. I grew up in a colder place than you guys in your Brisbane where you get in there with your doona and you're overheated all of a sudden. We need the doona. For many, many years of my life, Ben, I agree it was my practice to get into my bed with my socks on and then I would take one big toe and pull... one sock most of the way off, and then I would pull my foot out, grab the other big toe, pull it off. The first sock goes over the second sock, and I kick the bundle out the side of the bed, and then I'm in there, feet ensconced.
Wriggling around.
And if you can kind of edit some porno music into the last few sentences of Andrew's.
Feet ensconced.
It's the same feeling as if you've ever been swimming wearing like a rash shirt. And then you take your rashie off. That feeling, that's fucking fantastic.
I've never worn a rashie, and I'm probably like, yeah, I
feel
should.
Like you're a real rashie guy.
You should be wearing one more than
rashie
anyone.
Vibes
yeah,
from this
I should
guy.
Be outside of the pool. I should also be wearing a rashie.
Oh, I'm a rashie guy now for multiple reasons. Number one, married. No one cares what I look like. number two, over 40, starting to turn a different shape. Right? Yeah. Don't necessarily want to be taking my shirt off everywhere all the time anymore.
Stay out of the sun.
Yeah. Number three, I just fucking hate getting a sunburn. You know? You ask someone else to sunscreen your back, you're taking a gamble. You know?
Yeah.
You're sort of assuming that someone else is going to be as thorough as you might. You're assuming that your wife might do it properly and not leave some big chunks to get sunburned.
Hypothetically, yeah.
Hypothetically.
Example, yeah.
But nowadays, much simpler for me. Slap on the old rashie. A very large hat. The biggest hat you've ever seen. Yeah. Look like Carmen Sandiego up in that bitch.
Put extenders
like
on the budding
Chinese
straw
farmer.
Hat.
Yes. Yes.
Look, they stay safe. It can be hot out there.
Working
I just avoid
the
whole
thing
by not swimming. I hate swimming.
Yeah, I it's hate the
so
beach personally.
Stupid.
I don't like
yeah,
going
to
the water.
Like going to the beach.
Big thumbs down to the beach.
Beach sucks.
It full sucks.
Of things that make me itchy.
I like
stinky.
A pool. I like a pool. I have a little
What's
swim.
That stinky?
I have a little swim. There's no sharks. And when I get out, no sand sticking to me. Pools. Yeah. That's where
I
it's at.
I hate sand. It's gritty. It's coarse.
It gets everywhere.
Yep. He was right.
He was right about that one.
Right about some things.
Those younglings were really annoying.
Boy,
kids, they suck.
Sometimes you're on a beautiful planet with your secret fiance, and you're just having a nice chat to him, and then like his face darkens, and he says some things, some red flags, you know, they might be considered future omens and portents. It's time for Omens and Portents.
You shall see hail fall from a clear sky and burn as fire upon the ground. You shall see darkness cover Egypt when the sun climbs high to noon. And you shall know that God is God and bow down to his will.
You ever just hanging out with your fiance and then he says, I'm more powerful than the Chancellor now? Like,
yeah. I should be in charge of all governments. And then you go, oh, that's terrifying. Oh, he's just goofing.
We're just
rolling around at our picnic.
Just having a laugh.
Yeah. And then you say, I can fix him.
Yeah. You can't. So we're back to a familiar beat here in that we spoke about it last week, I think. But I just think it's really, there's some really crazy stuff happening with the eclipse that's coming up. Total solar eclipse. Happening on the 8th in the US. So that'll come, that'll be about in a couple of days.
Yeah.
And I think it's just really important that when something this significant, astrologically speaking, happens, we should probably keep an eye on it. So I've pulled together a couple of different perspectives and viewpoints from Reddit. Here's the first one. This one's from r/conspiracy. The title is CERN, NASA, Lunar Eclipse, Firmament.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the four things I check before I leave the house.
Yeah.
CERN, NASA, Lunar Eclipse, Firmament. Right. Good. Good to go. Hypothetical question. CERN and NASA are both planning to shoot at the lunar eclipse on the 8th at the same time.
That part's not a question, though. So yes. I'm assuming that part's statement of fact.
It's statement
That's
of
just
fact.
Preloading you
Taken
with info.
As, yeah.
Yes, we all know this about CERN, NASA planning to shoot at the lunar eclipse.
What do you mean
shooting at?
They
like,
are launching
what?
Some rockets to take some observations or measurements or something.
Okay.
I thought you meant like I don't think Colt 45.
No one from CERN, no like Swiss scientist is like getting out to shoot a Luger at the moon. Swiss scientist. So scare quotes around that. And CERN's doing like a particle accelerator atom smashy thing on the 8th as well, which everyone's getting really worked up about.
But they probably just got like work to do, right?
Yeah, they've got those atoms aren't going to smash themselves.
No.
I don't know. Like, look to your left, look to your right. If neither of those people have smashed an atom,
it's your turn.
It's your turn to go to CERN and help with smashing the atoms.
Yeah. If the firmament is real, meaning water is what is above the firmament, wouldn't that flood the Earth? Is this why all the elites got bunkers?
What's a firmament?
Help me out here for a second. Yeah, I feel like I'm not. And maybe just from some of the noises that my co-hosts are making.
I don't work at NASA. I don't work
maybe
at CERN.
We're not clear on this firmament business. So are we saying that there's like a layer between the Earth and maybe something above that, and everything above that is water?
Yeah, so this is like a biblical thing where it's like an interpretation of what's in the Bible, in that the Earth was divided into the firmament and the waters above the firmament, which is that there is the Earth that we live on, that's the firmament, and then above that there is just a giant solid layer of water.
Well, okay. I'm just looking at the dictionary definition of firmament, which is the vault or arch of the sky or heavens. Stars twinkled in the firmament. So I don't think we're on the firmament.
Oh, sorry. The firmament is above us. Then above that is the layer of water.
Okay. Yeah, we want to keep that. Yeah, we don't want to mix our wets and our dries, right?
The upper seas water or above waters above firmament. Yeah, and that's sort of they wrap around the chambers in heaven.
Oh, great. There's some people have done some helpful artwork of what is where.
It's actually a really good Ted Chiang short story about that. It's the first story in Stories of Your Life, if you've ever read that. They break into the waters above the firmament as part of it. It's a really interesting sort of biblical science fiction story.
Oh. Okay, I've put a little diagram in the chat just for us all to look at here. For those listening at home, you cannot see through my eyes. I just want to make that clear. We don't have a hideaway situation.
Yeah.
Ben, have you ever seen the movie Hideaway?
No, I was thinking a Strange Days situation.
Oh, you should check out Hideaway, in which Jeff Goldblum has a near-death experience and then becomes psychically linked to a serial killer.
Oh, now we're talking.
Yeah. Got Alicia Silverstone as Jeff Goldblum's daughter.
What's Sheol?
So, what is Sheol? Ben?
Is that hell? I don't know. I've never heard of Sheol. That's not part of the biblical education I had.
The abode of the dead.
Oh, the Old Testament word for the abode of the dead. But really it's not hell. All right, it's just like the underworld.
In this diagram, we've got like a sort of rocky outcropping in the center, and that is helpfully labeled Earth. Mm-hmm. On both sides of that, it says sea and sea. And then there's like some rocky business on either side of that, labeled mountains. So I'm guessing those are mountains to stop us from like just walking off the edge of the Earth, which seems pretty flat in this depiction, I'm going to say.
Yeah, that's a thing in Flat Earthers as well, as they believe that the entire world is ringed by this big like wall of mountains, and that Antarctica is just a section.
It makes
sense. Just a ruse.
Because Antarctica goes all the way around us in our circular flat Earth.
Right. And then above that, there are some clouds. They've helpfully been labeled clouds.
Yeah.
Stars, moon. Yep. Sun, that all exists. That's
got
real.
All that stuff. Underneath us here, we've got foundations of the earth. And then on the far left and right, foundations of the heavens, and they're holding up the firmament.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
One of those is a woman, I think.
Don't go fucking around with the foundations of the heavens, I guess. It would be what I take away from this immediately. I don't want to be doing any drilling, any blasting, you know? No funny business. And you're telling me Swedes are going to be out there popping holes in this bad boy. I don't like the sound of that.
That's what I've been led to believe, yeah. I think in answer to this person's question, that is why all the elites got bunkers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if the firmament is real, which is another thing that you just made up that is fake.
Yeah.
If yes. that's real, if is that why all the real, elites got bunkers?
Because we might flood the earth by puncturing the firmament and then all the water coming down. One of the things that I sort of, like a fringe, when I was still in the church, lots of people tried to sort of come up with like crazy things to marry the Bible and science to sort of make it be like, oh, actually, this might be a real thing. So in the very early parts of the Old Testament, everyone's documented as living for like 900 or 1,000 years.
They're so old, dude. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And one of the explanations that I got told was that maybe is that Noah's the flood that Noah survived with his children and their wives and his wife also.
Noah's
those animals.
The flood, TM.
Noah's the flood. That was the waters above the firmament coming down. Uh-huh. And what it had previously been doing was filtering out UV light from the sun. So everyone lived really long because they didn't get cancer.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And yeah. And then because that water above the firmament was no longer there, everyone just started living normal lifespans.
Mm. Sure. You know what else?
I'll
back then,
that into my worldview.
Yeah, no, just got to fold that in there. Plus, no seed oils. You know.
Yes, they didn't have seed oils back then.
Or screens.
Imagine being alive for 900 years. No
high voltage
steam deck.
Transmission lines.
Yeah. 5G.
No 5G.
Methuselah didn't have 5G. Tell you that much for free.
Mm-mm.
He just had 1G. That's right.
Yeah.
God.
He had to live with... Yeah, that's... Wow. Wow.
I would have been such a good youth pastor. I'm so close to being one. So fucking close. You have no idea.
Sliding doors.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not a regular youth pastor. I'm a cool youth pastor. Yeah. I listen to stoner metal. Yeah, I don't do drugs because my body is a temple, but I can get into that mindset.
You know what's chuggy? Hell.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't even know how to sit forwards on a chair.
Never tried.
I don't, I look at a chair and I'm just like, I don't know what you guys are seeing.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I just say shit? Yeah, sometimes I swear. Whatever.
God forgives.
I'll talk
God
to forgives. My friend upstairs about it later.
Yeah, we have a little chat late in the evening, every evening.
But this let's be clear, I'm sick of Satan's bullshit.
Yeah. I'm really mad at that guy. This is also from r/conspiracy. The two great American eclipses, 2017 and 2024, form a cross in Cairo, Illinois. They probably pronounce it Cairo or some shit, I assume.
Mm-hmm. No, I think it's just Cairo, to be honest.
Oh, great. Sorry, I would like to apologize to the beautiful people of Illinois. Yeah.
There's one American hand. There's one Egyptian hand, and they're shaken.
That's right.
And above it, it says the pronunciation of Cairo.
He sort of just made a meme out of words.
Oh, a word meme? Past mouth to mouth?
Let's get together and turn that into an image macro after the show.
So it will form a cross in Cairo, Illinois, at the intersection of the Mississippi and Ohio rivers, right by the Cahokia Mounds, which is a large sort of mound structure, Native American structure that I think is meant to be the largest one north of Mexico. That's, I think, a couple of thousand years old, maybe. It's close to that, but not like super close. They've attached an image and they've demonstrated that the intersection, I think, is like an hour's drive away from there. So it's like,
Yeah, but it makes you think, doesn't it?
It does make you think.
The lines on the corkboard, it's nearly crossed at the old Indian mountain. Not quite. It's a fair way off.
Yeah, but almost.
Cairo, Illinois. Cairo.
Oh, come on.
No, that's even sillier. The hands are slipping apart.
Fuck, it's all falling apart.
The American hand has gone too slow.
And they've gone into fingers. They're flipping each other off. Oh, I hope the people of Egypt and Illinois can become friends again. This is also from r/conspiracy. Is the solar eclipse really a ritual being done by the elites to summon Ra, the Egyptian god of the sun, who is actually a pagan god?
Probably. Fuck it. Who cares?
Yeah, I guess.
Point. Sure.
Yeah,
sure.
Anything at this point. I don't care
about
anything.
What are we going to do? We're powerless to stop it. So.
Yeah, like even if it's true.
They hold
true,
all the power.
What
even
am I going to do?
If that happened. Yeah.
Why don't you just wait and see?
Right,
you can't
a bunch
worry
of guns?
About it. You can't change it. So you just wait and see.
Going to be sending bombs.
There's
to
no point to
Elon Musk's house.
It's just going to stress you out. If that is what's going to happen, you don't
just log off. Just self care.
Yeah, just be like, okay, elites control everything. They're summoning Ra.
Yeah,
I don't need to see a whole feed of pictures of Ra. You know, I don't need that. I can turn my phone off.
Yeah, or I'm going to close that app and then I'm going to open the phone app on my phone. And I'm going to call up Schmitty, and I haven't spoken to Schmitty in like 6 years. I'd be like, oh, is there an emergency? I'd be like, no, bro.
No, man.
I just wanted to chat with you.
Like
not
we
about
never
Ra.
Really talk to each other. I don't mean you and me. I mean like everybody.
Everyone. Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
So that was just the title of the post.
Anyway, Ra's coming.
Yeah, Ra's coming. This would explain why there's supposed to be a 3-day blackout with Bill Gates himself saying that he has plans to permanently black out the sun.
I don't think he
Bill
said
Gates?
That. I'm not sure that he said that.
Take it as read. We all know Bill Gates said he personally.
It's just one of the fucking things where, like, he's gone. Like, is there a kernel of truth to this where he's gone, like, maybe one of the things that we can do to fight climate change is to reduce the amount of light incidents on us.
And oh, go, probably right.
They're doing a whatever with the. Is there a movie where they black out the sun?
There's a Simpsons episode. We're millennials.
Probably are.
There was a thing last week going around with some people that were trying to like prototype miniature sort of geosynchronous space mirrors specifically for like farmland and stuff to make more arid conditions suitable for growing. Oh. So I wonder if this is just a thing where Bill Gates has like shared a post and they've been like, he's doing it. He's building the Mr. Burns sun blackout machine. He continues. Well, they continue. Also, NASA has a planned thing for the 8th of April, which is named, quote, Serpent Deity, which is suspicious if you know what deities are. Oh, they thought they could slip that one by us, but I took year 8 ancient history.
Just hearing about deities for the first time.
There's so much to explain and so many questions. If you haven't gone this far down the rabbit hole, I am happy to help you understand more.
I'd like it if you could, actually.
Yeah. I'm here to make you stupider.
See, this is great, though. This is why they win. Because leftists will be like, if you haven't done the reading, I don't want to talk to you. Whereas this guy's like, let me tell you what a deity is.
He's calling you in.
Yeah.
And he's calling NASA out.
Okay. Yes. NASA's APEP mission is named for a serpent deity, which is fire rockets at the eclipse.
Is it Quetzalcoatl?
Who's serpent deity?
Who's APEP?
APEP?
APEP. APEP. Is that his name?
I thought he had some sexual assault allegations against him.
Oh, right. Sure. Jesus. The ancient Egyptian deity who embodied darkness and disorder and was thus the opponent of light and Maat.
Okay.
We're learning so much.
Why would they call it that, though?
Sounds sexy.
Is this Apophis?
He
goes by many names, it appears.
We know nothing at this point.
I know Apophis from the Stargate TV series, and he was the big bad guy. So why would NASA... name their launch after him.
They do it right in front of us.
Yes.
You know, they just, this stuff's right in front of our eyes.
Yeah, they do it like
they're laughing at us.
Yeah, and they put their plans out there and they laugh, and then they don't do their plans. But then, like, you know, it's right.
That's so naked. Actually, that is a form of Satan worship that they're doing. The taunting is part of the ritual.
Oh, they're like taunting you. They're like, we could like finish this off at any time.
Yeah.
But we're not going. Like, maybe next time. Maybe soon we'll finish it off.
And you're so close to being completely finished off.
And you're like getting madder and madder.
Yeah. You're squirming. I just want to be finished off at this point.
Flood the firmament.
Flood it, just pop it.
Waters.
I really love that this podcast is now 10% current events, 45% just new age affirmations, and 45% edging.
But not in like a satisfying way.
Oh, no. No one's getting off to this.
In a good way.
Because we're not going to let you.
No.
Don't.
You thought you were being sexually aroused? No, it's time to learn.
This is another one from r/strangeearth. This one's very wordy. I apologize in advance. So I'm just going to blitz through this and we can sort of debrief after. Some interesting geometry on this eclipse.
Okay.
Here one we might go. Say sacred.
The path of the 2017, 2023, and 2024 eclipses make a perfect 1:12:13 ratio philosopher's stone proportion within the borders of the United States. What exactly makes this triangle perfect? Well, this triangle is the only, brackets, Pythagorean reduced triple whose area is equal to its perimeter. Area equals 30, perimeter equals 30. Two of these adjacent perfect triangles, therefore, equal area equals 60, perimeter equals 60, which I had posted on last year that I believed was fundamental to time as it represents the base 60s, sexagesimal, natural cycle of inhalation and exhalation to both minutes and hours. Hmm. 30 minutes of inhalation and 30 minutes of exhalation for each hour of time. Even the height to the base seems to encode time as its height-base proportion of 2.4, one order of magnitude fractal of our 24-hour day.
And it's nice that they're getting it right and they're measuring all the way to the base too.
That's right. I want to push it in a little.
It counts.
Finally, this exact triangle matches the precession of equinox, which represents a 24,000-year-long brackets cycle, long cycle half equals 12,960 years, and short cycle half 11,040 years due to mass time dilation as our gravity increases as we approach our binary sister star Sirius A. Furthermore, I was quite surprised to discover that the tilt from the Earth's center, north/south pole axis, to accommodate this particular analysis requires a 51.85 degree angle offset. This is coincidentally the exact same slope angle of the Great Pyramid and is the only triangular angle that allows for squaring the circle, which I've posted on extensively for several years now. Additionally, the shape of the eclipse pathways makes both a letter A and an X or T
Chi.
Chi?
Let's all say all of the possible ones. Tav is the last letter of the Hebrew alphabet, essentially the Hebrew version of two. Finally, the fact that the intersection with the eclipse of 2023 and this year's eclipse occurs over Little Egypt in Illinois, and its totality path also passes over towns called Alpha, Ohio, and Omega, Illinois.
Well, that's just because American towns have fucking stupid names. Yeah, yeah, I live in Lebanon, yeah. Mississippi.
Like, the path of the totality passes over, like, a chunk of the US.
It's, and like, there are, yeah, tons, a lot of, like, it, right? Like, it's huge.
Also, they'll just, like, name a collection of three houses. It'll, yeah, be like, hey, this is the unincorporated township of Bunk.
Yeah.
Okay.
The eclipse passes over Shart's Knob.
Yeah. What does that mean?
What coincidence? Mean?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I wish I could have my thoughts together as, yeah, much as this guy.
Absolutely.
Like,
yeah.
Really, nothing in my head is that, like, comprehensive.
I'd be lost two, yeah, steps in. I'd be like, out. Oh, what was the first thing I said? Gone.
Yeah.
There's another one.
Yeah. Okay.
From r/conspiracy, is Demon Face and the total eclipse related? Do you guys hear about the demon face guy?
I heard of demon. This is just like people's faces look like demons.
There was like a guy, I think it was a guy. There was a study published about a guy who had a, I don't know if it was like a stroke or something, but something happened to him. And then afterwards, something happened with the part of his brain that interprets faces. Mm-hmm. And it made everyone appear demon-like to him, like crazy big eyes and like big snarling mouths and stuff.
X-Files ass syndrome.
Yeah. Here we go. They are talking about a weird condition that some people have that lets them see normal faces as demon faces.
What do you mean, lets them?
Yeah. Yeah. Think about that for a second. Are they preparing us for what might happen during the eclipse? Because why now? Because we might see demon faces during the eclipse. Oh, yeah. It's that thing we just discovered. It's not really seeing demons. Wink.
Wink, wink, wink.
Interestingly, look up a song named Black Hole Sun. And if you're under 30, look up a song named Black Hole Sun. Because first of all, incredible. Imagine hearing that song for the first time. It'd blow your fucking mind. But what they're referring to specifically is the music video, which employs some very of-the-time visual effects to turn sort of scenes of American suburbia into twisted nightmares.
Yeah, I think I honestly think that now that the visual effects have aged significantly, it feeds back in like almost as a sort of semi-ironic thing. Like they look bad and stupid, right? But like that's sort of the vibe of the video clip as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think it looks great. Honestly,
it rules.
It's a good music video.
Yeah.
The music video and the lyrics describe what will happen when the sun looks like a black hole. Fun fact, the writer of the song hung himself in 2017.
How was that
That's not really fun.
That's the least fun fact. I was so depressed when Chris Cornell died. That is fucking horrible. You are not a fun person.
So he hung himself because he knew about the black hole?
Demon faces?
Yeah. Okay.
I know I will be looking extra hard at people's faces during the eclipse.
Don't be weird.
Don't do that.
Don't look too long at someone's, like, you can get demon face syndrome by smoking too much weed.
Yeah.
And looking too long at a face.
Man, I just, like, everybody else is going to be wearing their like gas station eclipse glasses and having like an absolute fucking crazy moment of wonder with their families, and this guy's going to be walking around just staring at their faces. This guy's not a demon either. Huh. Okay. I have one more. This is from r/starseeds. This eclipse is putting me through it.
Same.
I think you're putting you through it.
You are putting you through it, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm starting to realize how fake everyone is, and everyone is just irritating me. Mm. People are so mean and fake. Like, I just can't stand it. I just want to run away to the mountains and hide for a year. I'm way too much of an empath and sensitive and emotional, and no one is understanding of it, and I don't know.
It's not the eclipse, idiot. It's Mercury retrograde.
Yes. And also because you're 17, probably.
Probably.
And because you don't understand that other people have internality. and you just, you think you're the only one with feelings. You're not a starseed. You're not Pleiadian. Okay? Probably.
You're just an Aquarius.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Mercury, retrograde. The eclipse is probably doing some crazy shit. Yeah. If it passes through your house or whatever.
Your first house? Your 12th house?
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's going to be fucking shit up. You know what? Cancel all your brunch dates because the drama is going to be messy. There's going to be tea and you're not going
to
like it.
There is going to be tea.
Yes.
Hi, everybody. It's me. It's Theo. Now, I guarantee you I'm more afraid of recording this promo than you are of listening to it, so hear me out. If you haven't already, maybe check out our Patreon. It's a great way to support the show, and it gives us the ability to actually dedicate time to this thing. You'll get all of our bonus episodes, that's over 300 extra episodes in total, and we'll set up a feed over there with none of these promos, so you won't have to hear this ever again. You'll also get access to our Discord, which honestly has turned into a nice and funny place full of mostly normal people to hang out with. So that's patreon.com/buntavista. Check it out.
Being convinced that Demon Face isn't real, being convinced that the ley lines of the world don't all match up around Little Egypt and Omega, Illinois, you've been scammed, you stupid bitch. It's time for Scam Watch.
Warning, warning. Someone has successfully or unsuccessfully attempted a scam and must be judged. This is Scam Watch.
Now, this has some of the hallmarks of a scam, but I don't... Yeah. This is from WFMY in North Carolina. The wife me.
Wife, wife me. My. Wife my.
Real quick.
Wife my.
Wife my.
Fuck. Yes. Man faked being law enforcement, told woman her husband died in a shooting, deputies say. Why did you do that?
I'm a cop. Your husband's dead. Don't worry about him. He's not coming home. Yeah. Can I come in?
I'm Officer Paulus, and I'm afraid your husband died.
It's like the radio pranks they did in the late 90s here. You know?
Jesus, yeah.
Yeah, I'm calling from the police. Good. Your husband, we air-hauled him 45 times. He is deader than I've ever seen a man. You know how sometimes you're a cop and you shoot somebody a few times and you think, maybe he'll come through it? I knew before his body hit the ground, there was absolutely no way that your husband survived what we did to him. Did he deserve it? Am I going to tell you what he was doing? Let's not get into that.
Plus, your baby fell into a big vat of forced evolutionary virus. So,
there's a lot of stuff happening for you today. Big day, emotional.
Big day for you. Mercury's you need somebody to talk to. I'm here.
The eclipse. It's making all this shit crazy. Rockingham County Sheriff's deputies are searching for a man accused of pretending to be a law enforcement officer and then telling a woman her husband had been killed in a shooting.
Ran off going, nyuk, 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 nyuk.
The deputies got a call to a home in the Winsome Forest neighborhood off US 158 West in Summerfield shortly before noon on Thursday. They spoke with a woman who reported that a man dressed in what looked like an officer's uniform came to her door and told her that her husband had died in a shooting at the, quote, Madison Walmart.
It's a bloodbath down there.
According to the report, the suspect even called the woman's husband by name. So he's done his pre-production. He's done his research. Oh, I'm so sorry, ma'am. John, he got shot in the shampoo aisle of the Madison Walmart. You know what America's like? This shit happens every day. This is our
national
disease.
You know what the
disease.
Madison Walmart's like.
It's crazy over there, especially during the eclipse.
Mm.
Upset by the news, but still believing the man was a real officer, the woman called a friend. She then told the phony officer her friend was on her way over, and the man quickly left the area.
Yep. Gotta go.
Gotta go.
Oh, someone else coming around? Oh, I just get in the way. You guys need to talk this out. I'm out of here.
Yeah, I just got a 10-4 on the radio. That's another husband getting air hold.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Rockingham County Sheriff Page told WFMY News 2 the woman let the man into her home. He warns that if you are ever in doubt of a visitor, call 911. We've talked about this before. In a previous thing about like when there are fake police and then the police just say, oh, if you don't think a police officer is real, just tell them to wait and call like the police department and check that it's a real police officer. you'd get shot.
Yeah.
Like instantly if you tried to do that. Be like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm actually just, I'm really paranoid because this thing that happened. Can you just wait for a little while? They go, you're resisting, you're resisting.
Yeah, no. And then they just kill you. Yeah, I'm going to have to shoot you.
Yeah, they've kind of created a culture where you can't verify this at all.
But have you considered that if you do get obliterated by the police for saying, actually, I'm not sure that you're a cop and I would like to exercise some of my rights, you can rest easy knowing about all the come up and still have for it afterwards.
Yeah. Paid leave. Probably a couple of months.
Yeah, that's pretty much other it. Things, yeah.
Carbo. Time off.
Yeah.
I saw a story about a cop planting evidence in a guy's car and then accusing him of drink driving. But she like did it while her body cam was running. So they pull this guy over for driving while black, as you can imagine. And they say to him, oh, what's in that drink? He's got like a tumbler in his center console. And he says, tea. And they're like, yeah, sure, right. And he's also got like a sealed bottle of whiskey in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And the cop goes, what about this? And he's like, that is a bottle of whiskey. And then she, in view of her own body cam, takes the lid off it, pours it all out on the side of the road, chucks the empty bottle into the back of the car, and then walks over to the other cop and says, well, he's clearly been drinking. There's an empty bottle in there.
God damn.
And so the whole thing seems to be this weird thing where this cop is going through it with first the other cop and then a third cop who arrives on the scene as they're all trying to collectively figure out which specific technicality they can haul the guy in for. Like
even if the bottle's empty, you can't. That doesn't mean anything.
Well, the difference is that it was something to do with like open containers in the car, and the guy's like, it was sealed and you broke the seal on it and then put it back in the car, you know? So she's done all of this in view of her body cam. And then the end of the body cam recording is her talking to the other two cops, this senior cop who has arrived on the scene. And he says, are you still recording? Pointing at her body cam, and immediately turns away from the camera, covering his face.
It's so cool. God.
And she's like, no, I've turned it off now. And then that's the end of the recording.
That rules.
Fucking hell.
I think if a body cam goes off for any reason at any point, they should just execute the cop.
Throw the case out. The case is gone.
Yeah, and the cop too.
Yes. Put him in the big meat grinder.
Mm-hmm.
Deputy said the woman contacted her husband soon after learning that the story had been made up. The woman was unharmed. RCSO wants the public's help in finding the man involved in the crime. The suspect is described as a man in his late 30s or early 40s, around 6'3", with a medium build and light-coloured hair.
Police uniform.
Andrew? He could be driving an older model silver Dodge Charger marked like a highway patrol vehicle.
That is, I gotta say, even though he pranked this lady and she remained unharmed.
I would say probably emotionally a little fragile.
However, I will just say that the behavior this man is exhibiting is some extremely Buffalo Bill coded shit.
That's where my mind goes as well. Like, you go around pretending to be a figure of authority for unclear ends.
What's his end game here? Like just to laugh?
We've had some stories before about like guys that just pretend to be cops just to like give people warnings about defects with their car but not actually do anything, where they're like, oh, man, I should ticket you for having a light out and let you off with a warning.
That's great. That sounds like a fun hobby.
Yeah, like are you getting off on just a feeling of authority? I guess,
but this one he's just like, oh, your husband's dead.
But, I know who your husband is.
Yeah. So, like, this guy must be known to her or in some way knows the husband, right?
Yeah. Well, the crazy thing to me is, like, if this was just a weird, very specific, like, revenge because this guy knows them, why does he already have the fake cop rig out with his, like, fake cop car?
Yeah. What else is he doing with this?
Yeah. I mean, this is, like, you wouldn't just do it for one dead husband prank.
Maybe he's just waiting for one wife to be like, oh, thank God. Yeah. Finally. Come the in. Old bastard's dead.
Yeah, I am so horny from thinking about him getting shot at the Madison Walmart. I'm just going to fuck the first person I see. Oh, hello.
Oh, my husband's dead. I guess my evening is all clear.
I love a man I don't in want a to realistic-ish remarry. Uniform.
I only want sex.
That's right. Deputies have said he could be charged with impersonating a law enforcement officer. There's probably some other crime
it
around.
It feels like spiritually there should be another crime.
There's got to be a second thing there, right? Surely. Hey, I guess this sort of thing is happening all the time in America because America's just a crazy fucking place. We keep an eye on it in America Watch. This is from the Idaho Capital Sun. It's a great fucking newspaper name.
Mm. Happens when you capitalize the sun.
You make it slightly taller, I think. Wallowa County Press Oregon Governor Legislature on Greater Idaho Border Talks.
No, that doesn't mean anything to me.
Wallowa County Press Oregon Governor Legislature on Greater Idaho Border Talks.
Yeah. Something to think about
there.
Just
one of those trick sentences.
Hidden shoes and flask bracelet. Wallowa County commissioners asked the Oregon and Idaho legislatures and the state governors to start talking in earnest about moving the state's borders as eastern Oregon counties continue pushing to move to Idaho. So,
are they seceding?
Yeah. This is like there's a whole bunch of crackpot state secession or county secession movements from the states that have like a really mixed or very polarized mix of red and blue counties. Huh. So like the capital cities in Oregon are like Portland and shit. So they're like super hippy dippy people that drive Subaru Outbacks, go hiking, are poly, rock climbing, craft beer, legal weed.
Yeah, JavaScript.
Those kind of people. Yeah. Yeah, work for Amazon remotely kind of people. And then in like the rural areas of Oregon, it's like Nazi militia type people. Not all of them, but a lot of them. Oh, like Oregon and Washington, rural Oregon and Washington are big, like weird fash pockets and stuff. And it's just super conservative. Yeah. And there are
sort of an odd couple situation.
Yeah, it's sort of like a strange bedfellows situation.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of people that want to. So Idaho's much more conservative, and a bunch of the people in the east of Oregon want to become Idaho, part of Idaho. There's like there's a thing where there's a movement of people that want to create a new state called like Liberty or something that is all the conservative parts of like Washington, Oregon, Idaho, and some parts of Northern California as well.
Wow. Yeah.
And that is barely connected as well. You got to really, looking at the map, you got to cut a big long line to get those together.
Yeah. It'd be a weird shape.
Yeah.
14 eastern Oregon counties have voted to indicate their support for moving the state border, which would turn close to 400,000 Oregonians into Idahoans and give Idaho control of almost two-thirds of Oregon's land.
What?
That's my goodness. Not good.
Wouldn't you hate to be a liberal Oregonian living in one of those counties and then you were like forced to like turn into an Idahoan?
Just like overnight. You're an Idahoan.
You wake up and, oh my God, I'm an Idahoan now. I never asked to be this. But maybe you love it.
Maybe
you love being an
Idahoan. Maybe it changes
how
you feel about yourself. Maybe your identity was so wrapped up in your Pacific Northwest vision of yourself that you forgot who you really were underneath.
This is like a weird version of, you know, going back a couple of hundred years, the like nationalism in like parts of Europe and that sort of stuff, where you've got countries like as close to each other as Washington and Idaho, but they're different countries. And they're like, well, you know, the border says that we're part of Denmark, but we're actually, you know, spiritually we're German, right? And like the starting, like the movement of nationalism, but this is like intranationalism.
Yeah.
we're de jure Idaho, but we're de facto Oregon.
I like it. Ununite the states.
Yeah.
Get rid of it.
I went to this, I guess it was a gun fair. Yeah, I went to a gun show fair thing in Oregon, and like it was mostly people selling guns, obviously, but there was a bunch of people selling like prepper stuff as well. I went there with friend of the show, Jason Wilson, who writes for The Guardian, sort of covering like right-wing extremism in the Pacific Northwest, and he's always looking out for this sort of stuff. But we had a bunch of people sort of giving us pamphlets on like seceding or moving counties between the states and stuff. And one of the big ones was these people that were part of a movement to have all of the red states secede from the US entirely. And that it's apparently, if you can get a full third or more of the states to agree to it, it's in the Constitution that you can, which I don't know if that's true. That sounds fake. But they're like, yeah, we reckon we've probably got six of these states locked down so far. I doubt that.
I kind of feel like there might be some sort of historical precedent for this, perhaps.
Yeah. Finally, there was a recent film, a current film, exploring this very concept that I probably won't get around to watching because the marketing seems really annoying.
Yeah, and plus he said, oh, it's not political. It's just like, you know, whatever.
It's just for fun.
Very strange.
Just for fun.
Crook County is scheduled to vote on a measure during the May 21st primary election. The county votes don't do anything to change the Oregon-Idaho boundary. That would require action from both state legislatures and Congress, but they do indicate a deep divide between many rural residents in conservative eastern Oregon and Oregonians in the state's economic and population hubs in urban Portland and the Willamette Valley.
So Portland can just go, we thought about it, and the answer is no.
Yeah, wouldn't you, let's just say that you're the vested interests of the state of Oregon and like your economic basis is probably comes from like the combined output of all the stuff that's in your state. If someone was like, hey, do you want to just agree for us to make your state significantly smaller? You'd probably tell them to get fucked.
Yeah, you'd probably say, hey, we're going to keep all of that.
Yeah. We want that because that's how we make tax money. So,
No.
Imagine if Big Idaho, though, as a concept. You look just at Idaho on a map
Idaho,
now.
Mega it's like Idaho.
Little afterthought of a state sandwiched between Washington and Oregon and Montana. Little bitch state.
Let's expand. Monstrosity. The Central Idahoan Republic.
Oh, my God. Let's make it huge.
Oh, yeah. You take Idaho and inflate enormous. It.
Yeah, let's inflate
it bigger around.
I don't know.
We'll cut away from the side of all of us inside Idaho.
Of Oregon just a bunch and Washington Nazis. And Northern California wriggling around in Idaho's belly. letters sent this week by Wallowa County commissioners to Oregon Governor Tina Kotek, Idaho Governor Brad Little, and the legislatures of both states are an attempt to push the conversation forward at the state level. Idaho lawmakers passed a resolution last year calling for formal talks between the two states, but a similar measure proposed by Oregon State Senator Dennis Lithicum, Republican, went unheard in Oregon's 2023 session. Wallowa County Commissioners Susan Roberts, Todd Nash, and John Hillock wrote that they wanted the state legislatures to begin discussing changing the state border as soon as feasible. We, as the governing body of Wallowa County, neither support nor oppose the measure, but only represent the will of the voters of Wallowa County, they wrote.
Cowards.
Yeah.
Either support it or oppose it.
Yeah. Kotek spokeswoman Elizabeth Shepherd told the Oregon Capital Chronicle the governor's office hasn't yet received the letter. Kotek spent much of last year visiting every county on her One Oregon tour, speaking with the constituents throughout Oregon in an effort to learn more about issues facing the state. And connect with people working on education, housing, behavioral health issues, blah, 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 blah. Big Idaho. I support it.
Big Idaho. Make Idaho bigger.
Make Idaho huge.
I just zoomed in
huge.
On Wallowa, and it's like six streets.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I mean, there's the county itself is probably bigger than that,
I would say. Like three of those towns.
Yeah, five streets.
Yeah.
Give them a little bit of Wyoming as well. A little bit of walking around money.
Yeah.
Walking around Wyoming.
Although there's nothing in Wyoming.
I love Wyoming.
I don't think that's true.
I mean,
it's the least popular state,
right? Super volcano in the world, I believe.
Oh. I've never been. That's but something. It seems very beautiful.
God. You must.
I must.
Yellowstone, yeah. The Tetons. It's beautiful over there. But hey, we can't all have been everywhere because Poe Buddy's nerfed. It's time for Poe Buddy's nerfed.
Poe Buddy's nerfed. No. Poe Buddy's nerfed. No. Whoopsie daisy. Nobody's nerfed. No.
This one was sent in to us by listener Preston from Hawaii News Now. Property owner stunned after $500,000 house built on wrong lot. Whoopsies.
That's great. Oops.
Yeah. Ah, well, got one number wrong, so sue me.
Anger, accusations, and legal action are firing up on the Big Island after a construction company built a $500,000 house on the wrong property. Hey, we've all been there. Look, maybe get the guy from a couple of episodes ago to come over and knock it down for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is sort of the inverse of that story that we covered in whatever that episode was called of the wrong house getting demolished because they got the number wrong. Mm-hmm. A nice little yin and yang sort of situation here.
Synergy. There's so much beauty in the world.
There is so much synergy in the world.
The universe, she takes and then she gives. Ebb and flow.
Yes, yes. Waxing, every door waning. Closes, door opens.
Serendipity.
Yes.
The lot owner doesn't want the house and has endured problems like higher taxes and squatters. Now, to add insult to injury, she's being sued over someone else's mistake. So, is this just like someone comes over to your house and hands you a cake and they're like, are you going to eat that? Are you going to eat the cake? Can you, hey, like, what's wrong? You don't like cake?
I think they also want her to buy the house from them.
Yeah. I was kind of like, what do you even do here?
Yeah.
Like, call your lawyer and just be like, so, there's a house on my property.
It's like mine now, like salvage rights, like, you just like get maritime
it,
right? Law.
Yeah. That seems like you should just get it.
Yeah, like I get it's an expensive fucking mistake for you guys, but at the same time, you built it on my property, so.
Yeah, it's not my mistake.
Yeah, so I'm just going to keep it. Goodbye? Forever?
Then goodbye? No more contact?
We don't talk anymore because there's no need to. Thank you for the house. Kind goodbye.
Of, I've got the custody of the house. There's no need for any contact anymore.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm just taking the free house. I'm taking the free house, selling the lot and the house, and moving to the other side of Big Island. The still vacant 3-bedroom, 2-bath house on a 1-acre lot in Puna's Hawaiian Paradise Park is worth about $500,000. But it could cost a lot of people more than that as they head to court to sort it out. It could cost a lot of people more than that.
Yes.
Yeah. Everybody is paying more than $500,000 to solve this problem.
Poe Buddy's nerfed.
Yeah. We are all going to court.
At least we know that this wasn't written by AI. AI wouldn't have come up with a sentence that clunky.
Something so fucking terrible.
Yeah.
It could cost a lot of people more than that.
Hey, let's take a second to say thank you, human being.
Thanks for writing an article.
Yeah.
Thanks for earning your $4 from writing an article. It all started in 2018 when Annalene Ann Reynolds thought she'd found the perfect serene parcel in Paradise Park to host her meditative healing women's retreats.
Of course she did.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go so get she's... healed, Lucy.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a non-resident woman who's living remotely who bought a parcel of land in Hawaii to open a
meditative healing retreat.
There. Yeah. Yeah. Also funny to me, just the way they've gone Annalene Ann Reynolds. Like generally you'll put someone's nickname in scare quotes in the middle if it's like a kind of a left field
weird
nickname.
It's like, yeah.
If you just go by Anne because it's short for Annalene.
Oh, that's her middle name.
Samuel Sam Stevens.
Yeah, I wouldn't write my name down as Benjamin Ben McClay.
The funky abbreviation of her name is Anne. There's a sacredness to it, and the one that I chose to buy had all the right qualities, she said. The price was also right, available in a county tax auction for about $22,500. Imagine buying
a block of land
for that much money. Neat. But while she waited in California through the pandemic for the right time to use it, the lot was bulldozed and a house rose on the property. Oops. She was unaware of the construction until she got a call last year from a real estate broker who had learned the mistake. And then he informed me, Reynolds recalled, oh well, I just sold the house and it happens to be on your property.
So they built on the wrong property and then a real estate agent has gone and sold it and then been like, oh.
Hey, you need to sort this out. You need to get over here.
Just looked at some documents.
I'm on my grind. I can't look backwards and move forwards like a shark.
The most important thing for all parties to recognize here is I will not be surrendering my commission.
Yeah, or held responsible.
My commission stays with
me. My commission is solid, yeah.
Yeah. If you'd like to buy the property from the person who bought it, we can sort that out. I will be collecting a commission.
If you'd like to buy the home on your block of land.
Yes, the real estate agent informed her, we need to resolve this. And she said, what? Are you kidding me? What?
It's fair enough.
What is undisputed is that PJ's Construction was hired by developer Kiao Development Partnership LLC to build about a dozen homes on properties that developers bought in the subdivision, where the lots are identified by telephone poles. An attorney for PJ's Construction said the developers didn't want to hire surveyors. Do you need a surveyor? For
how hard can it be?
And that's their lawyer.
I can have a look. I got two eyes.
Hey, you might have thought we should have checked this, but have you considered we didn't want to? That sounds expensive and boring.
Oh, my goodness. Honolulu attorney James DePasquale was hired by Reynolds when she was sued along with everyone else associated with the property or construction. How do you get sued for someone else building the wrong?
I guess, like, you bought a house that you saw advertised and then this happens to the house you bought.
But aren't you at that point just suing the real estate agent and also, like, the developers who built the property, because they would have drawn up contracts that said, we have the right to sell you this land that we own, but they don't own the land?
It's a lot of little knots to untie.
I'm just a simple country lawyer.
I think they should probably just leave everything there and try again in a different spot.
Yeah.
Otherwise, this just sounds too hard.
Yeah, you just forfeit that house that you built. That's Anne's now.
There's a lot of fingers being pointed between the developer and the contractor and some subs, DePasquale said. Invite them over to the Bunta Vista Mansion, you know what I'm saying? Because it can't be sold, the house has become a nightmare for Reynolds. A neighbor told Hawaii News Now that squatters were immediately attracted to the brand new vacant house. Quote, before they put the fence on this property, there was people coming already to this property. I know, kind of looking inside, he said. When she inspected and saw the bathrooms, Reynolds discovered they'd done more than just looked. Quote, both had poop. The hallway bathroom had poop on the floor. It was so disgusting, she said. Along with the cost of fencing, she's saying property taxes that went from a few hundred to several thousand dollars. Oh, she's paying property taxes that went from a few hundred to several thousand dollars. The developers tried to settle the issue. Reynolds' attorney said they offered to swap her their lot right next door or sell her the house at a discount. What if we solved the problem in a way that didn't really inconvenience us?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you kind of need to bulldoze the house and take all the shit away.
Can't you deal with this or also just make our mistake go away, please?
What's really unfortunate about both this and the other story of someone's house being accidentally demolished is, you know, I remember Elna and I talking about this at some point when we were considering the idea of building a house. And we were saying, environmentally, building a new house is supposed to be like one of the worst things you can do. If there is a house available that you could buy to move into that already exists, you know?
Yes.
So it kind of seems like building a house and then immediately knocking it flat is sort of the worst of both worlds in that regard.
You shouldn't do that, Ryan.
I think it's probably generally frowned upon in both the property development and real estate communities. But this guy is just like, honestly, stop making a fuss and buy the house. Just buy the house.
Yeah, house is already built.
Buy the house. Good for a house.
Methinks Anne doth protest too much.
I also think it might be somewhat hard for her to run a sacred, divine, feminine women's retreat out of a two-bedroom house.
Yeah,
but that doesn't seem to align with her plans for the property at all.
It kind of still smells.
But
a bit.
What was her plans?
Hold the dookie in the house.
Yeah, it sounds like this is just sort of like a housing lot.
The real estate agent saying
residential
area.
Yeah,
real estate agent saying, I've heard the most environmentally friendly thing you can do is move into a house that's already there. So here's the keys. Along with the cost of fencing, she has repeated that paragraph. So she has refused both offers to swap her for the lot next door or to buy the house at a discount. Quote, it would set a dangerous precedent if you could go onto someone else's land, build anything you want, and then sue that individual for the value of it, DePasquale said. Can't really argue with that.
I think she makes a pretty sound point there.
I guess that one makes sense,
The developers just being like, oh, shit, I really want the one next door. What if we just put a fucking house on it?
And then we give her
the choice of buying the house or swapping with us or suing her.
After trying to resolve the problem, Kiao Development Partnership sued PJ's Construction, the architect, the prior property owner's family, and the county, which approved the permits. They also sued Reynolds. Just bang, bang, bang,
leaving
bang.
No stone unsued.
How America works. It's just suing back and forth, right?
Yeah, but you're suing everyone.
We don't sue often. They're just throwing it around.
I don't understand. I could understand suing the development company because they're the ones that built it on the wrong property.
Without surveying it properly,
Yeah, and maybe the architect because they maybe should have done some surveying beforehand, or you think they would have been working off, surveying information that was given to them.
Probably.
But and why? Then are they saying potentially the county approved that it was on the wrong lot?
Yeah. The fuck are you all doing over
there? The great thing is there's no real victims here because it's real estates, property developers, and a lady that was going to open a meditative retreat that lives in California. So
divine feminine, sacred energy, things of that nature.
It does seem like she is the only party who has not done anything wrong here, right?
She's in the innocent party, apart from being a landowner.
Seems like everybody else has fucked this up except for her.
What did we learn? Don't do that again.
Don't do that again.
Whatever.
Watch your lot. If you buy a lot, maybe have a look at it every month.
See if all over it.
Some scaffolding on it.
Maybe check in once every fucking year. With your speculative land purchase on Hawaii.
Go and have a look at it.
Maybe live there. Maybe if you buy some land somewhere, live on your land that you've bought. And?
Yeah.
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 I don't think that's too crazy to say that.
And that goes for people who've bought land on the moon as well.
Yeah.
Go live there.
Oh, you have one square yard of land in Scotland? Go live there.
Go stand in it.
Yeah, sleep standing up.
Lord.
Lord.
That will really, I think, sleeping standing up outdoors on an empty lot every night will really incentivize you to build a house around the spot that you have to sleep on.
Yes. It's all about creating positive incentives and strong disincentives for bad behavior. And I think we've just solved the housing crisis.
We sure have.
Done.
And that was definitely an episode of the podcast Bunta Vista. Thank you so much for tuning in. If this was your first episode, all of the intros are like that. They're sort of a prelude to a kind of a sexual romance novel involving us. The podcasters.
More erotic the more you pay.
Mm. Yes.
Yeah. Unless you don't like that, in which case the rest of them aren't like that.
Yes.
We will say whatever it takes to get you on board. we might see you on the bonus episodes. We record two of these a week, and they're about as good as each other. Sometimes the free one's better, sometimes the paid one's better. There's no way of knowing. You, so you may know. As well, yeah, get
we,
both.
We, yeah, don't, we don't like out? Make different plans for them. We just sort of like,
yeah,
do one and then we do up. A different one at a different time.
I just sort of pick whatever stories speak to me the most. I don't save any for the main episode because I don't like having that amount of forethought about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we'll see you next week. Stay safe out there. Check your lots.
Check your lots. Check yep. on your lot right now. Do you know what's on your lot right now?
It's 11 p.m. Do you know who is squatting on your lot?
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.